The call came in at approximately 5:30 in the evening on September 16, 2020. A motorist driving along North 67th Avenue East, a quiet gravel stretch in rural Jasper County, reported what looked like a small brush fire in the North Ditch near Mariposa County Park. When the first responders from the Kellogg Volunteer Fire Department arrived, they expected to find burning refuse or dry grass. Instead, they found a plume of thick black smoke rising from a concentrated pile of material that didn't belong in this landscape. As the flames were dampened, the silhouette of a human form emerged from the ash. The body was heavily charred, purposefully set ablaze with a liquid accelerant to erase its identity. I arrived at the scene as the sun began to dip, casting long shadows across the open farmland. The air was heavy with the smell of scorched earth and something metallic. We set up a perimeter, knowing that every square inch of the ditch held potential forensic weight. There were no immediate markers of who this person was, only the brutal finality of how they were left. The discovery was not a random tragedy, it was a calculated disposal. By the time the medical examiner arrived, the preliminary assessment was clear. This was a homicide, and the fire was a desperate attempt to incinerate the truth. It would take scientific methods to give the victim back their name. Before the night ended, we knew we weren't just looking for a killer, but for the story of a life that ended in a ditch, 45 miles northeast of Des Moines. The victim was eventually confirmed to be 44-year-old Michael Williams. The timeline of the investigation shifted back 4 days from the discovery in the ditch. Through witness interviews and forensic reconstruction, we established that the crime took place on or about September 12th at a residence in Grinnell. The location was a house on Spring Street, specifically the unfinished basement where 31-year-old Stephen Vogel resided. My review of the scene and the subsequent interviews revealed a social circle built around proximity and shared habits. Michael Williams was known to Vogel. They socialized in the same small-town circles. On that Saturday in September, Vogel invited Williams to the house under the guise of social interaction. They went down to the basement, a space with concrete floors and exposed rafters. Our investigation determined that once they were in that confined space, the atmosphere shifted from social to lethal. Vogel attacked from behind. He used a wooden baseball bat to strike Williams in the back of the head multiple times. The blunt force trauma was severe, but it was not the final cause of death. Forensic evidence and later testimony confirmed that Vogel then took a rope, fashioned a ligature, and threw the end over the basement rafters. He used the weight of his own body and the leverage of the beams to strangle Williams. The medical examiner later noted injuries consistent with prolonged ligature strangulation. The struggle was documented through the physical evidence left in that basement. Vogel kept the body in that room for several days. He didn't hide it immediately. Instead, he reached out to acquaintances, even showing the remains to friends as if they were a trophy or a burden he needed help moving. One witness, Cody Johnson, was brought into the basement and shown the body wrapped in foam and plastic. Vogel claimed the motive was a personal grievance, specifically a perceived involvement between Williams and Vogel's girlfriend. The body remained under an air mattress for days, while the summer heat began to take its toll on the evidence. The forensic breakthrough came from the recovery of the disposal vehicle and the search of the Spring Street residence. We processed a dark green Dodge truck owned by Roy Garner, the boyfriend of Vogel's mother, Julia Cox. Inside the bed of the truck, we found traces of the same foam and plastic wrap used to bundle the body. There was also an empty gasoline can and remnants of rope that matched the pieces found near the ditch in Jasper County. Digital evidence and witness statements placed the truck at the scene of the fire during the daylight hours of September 16th. A passerby had seen two individuals with face coverings in a truck piled high with boxes, a mattress, and a tarp. They were sloppy. They dumped the body in broad daylight and used a liquid accelerant to ignite the fire, thinking the remote location would grant them anonymity. Further evidence was recovered from a rural trash dump reported by a local resident shortly after the fire. In those discarded black garbage bags, we found cleaning supplies, bleach bottles, comet containers, and blood-stained carpet remnants. Crucially, we found a receipt with Stephen Vogel's name on it. Back at the house, the basement rafters still bore the marks of the rope. We recovered two baseball bats and additional lengths of rope that were identical to the ligature used in the killing. The technical detail of the forensics painted a picture of a multi-person effort to conceal the crime, while Vogel was the primary actor in the strangulation. His mother, Julia Cox, and Roy Garner provided the logistics for the disposal. They loaded the body into the Dodge truck and drove it to the ditch, while Vogel stayed at his sister's house in Marshalltown to establish a distance from the fire. The digital footprint of their movements, combined with the physical recovery of the murder weapons, left little room for a narrative of innocence. The legal proceedings were as heavy as the investigation itself. Stephen Vogel was charged with first-degree murder and abuse of a corpse. During the trial in late 2021, the prosecution focused on the premeditated nature of the attack, citing the use of the baseball bat followed by the deliberate act of hanging. The defense argued a lack of DNA evidence and tried to pivot away from premeditation. But the testimony from those who saw the body in the basement was insurmountable. An all-white jury in Keokuk County deliberated and returned a guilty verdict on both counts. At the sentencing hearing, Judge Sean Showers did not hold back. He described Vogel as a cold-blooded murderer with hate in his heart, stating that this was the exact type of crime for which Iowa's life without parole statute was designed. Vogel was sentenced to life in prison, plus 5 consecutive years for the mutilation of the remains. His accomplices also faced the bench. Julia Cox and Roy Garner pleaded guilty to their roles in the disposal and destruction of evidence. Cox received a 7-year sentence, while Garner was sentenced to 9 years. Cody Johnson, who had initially reached a plea deal, saw his agreement rejected by the judge and later stood trial for his involvement. The case left a lasting scar on the Grinnell community and the state of Iowa. While the official investigation maintained that the motive was a personal dispute involving a woman, the family of Michael Williams and many in the community pointed to the specific brutality of the act, a black man being hung and burned as evidence of a deeper racial animus. They campaigned for Michael's law, seeking to reform hate crime legislation in the state. James Byrd Williams, Michael's father, spoke with a grieving authority at the sentencing, reminding the court that his son was not garbage to be thrown in a ditch. The case concluded with the primary offenders behind bars. But the questions regarding the underlying motivations of the crime continue to be debated in the halls of the legislature and the hearts of the family. The files were closed, the sentences were finalized, and the silent witness in the ditch finally saw the truth documented in the public record.